In just a few months, Maryland will elect a new governor. The men who hope to be the next governor met for the first forum of the election season this weekend, Republican Larry Hogan and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. They made their pitches at the annual Maryland Association of Counties Summer Conference in Ocean City. And WYPR's political reporter Christopher Connolly was there and joins me now to tell us what happened. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what did Hogan and Brown have to say?
Well, they basically both had the same point to make. You should elect me because we'll be in a very bad place if you elect the other guy. Hogan says electing Brown will get basically 4 more years of the O'Malley-Brown administration, which he says the state can't afford.
The incumbent administration has balanced their bloated budgets on the backs of local governments, small businesses, and struggling Maryland families.
Brown, on the other hand, said that a Hogan administration is what the state can't afford.
My opponent offers a fundamentally different future where we would protect the interests of a privileged few and special interests. And my question to Marylanders is simple. What kind of future are we going to choose?
What you're seeing here is both sides trying to shape the conversation in this race. Hogan wants to focus on the economy. He needs to sway those independents and Democrats who feel like taxes are too high and regulations are too onerous. Brown wants to play to his base by focusing on social issues. He wants to sort of raise the specter of Hogan as an anti-government Tea Partier who opposes gun control, gay marriage, and women's rights.
Hogan and Brown made their pitches to an audience of county officials. What did they tell them about the state's relationship with counties?
Yeah, you see a sharp divide here, really a sort of difference in worldview about the role of government. Hogan said O'Malley and Brown have undermined counties and broken promises by raiding protected environmental and infrastructure funds. And he promised more local independence from Annapolis.
Time and time again, they've shirked their responsibilities, pushed down unfunded mandates to you, and even tried to usurp your authority and your power in planning and zoning decisions.
Brown, on the other hand, said state and county governments are pretty inextricably linked. He said people just want government to work. They don't care, for example, when a school bus drives by. You know, they don't care that it's funded by county and state dollars. They just want them to pick up their kids and show up on time.
We know that it's not an exclusive responsibility, your responsibility, our responsibility. We work together, and we work in partnership, and we've got to work closer.
Brown did promise a bigger role for counties in crafting the state's budget. He said he'd bring them in earlier in the process.
This was the closest that Brown and Hogan have gotten to each other during this election season so far, but it was not a debate. They took the stage separately. Is there anything we should read into that?
Yeah, Hogan pointed out a few times that he had asked for an actual debate at the conference. He's accused the Brown campaign of ducking face-to-face debates.
Now, similar accusations were leveled against the Brown camp during the primary, when he chose not to attend a televised debate against two of his chief rivals for the nomination. Brown did end up attending 3 debates during the primary. Has he agreed to face off against Hogan?
Well, there's one debate scheduled so far. It's a TV debate for early October, and Brown's campaign has been pretty tightly controlling the message from the beginning of the primary season. Brown's campaign does say that they're working on a schedule of more potential debates, but Hogan's campaign is quick to point out that Hogan has agreed to several debates already. They're just waiting on the lieutenant governor's response. Now, to be clear, Hogan needs the debates more than Brown does. Hogan doesn't have the name recognition that Brown has as lieutenant governor, and Brown's likely to end up with a lot more money to spend on advertising than Hogan. Plus, Hogan does pretty well in debates. For Brown, he's got a built-in advantage in a state that's 2/3 Democrats, and he won the primary with a pretty significant margin, so he doesn't have nearly as much incentive to sign up for every debate as Hogan does. But it's still early, and we'll see what the debate schedule actually looks like soon enough.
Chris, thanks.
Sure thing.
Christopher Connolly reports on politics for WYPR. You can find his stories online at WYPR.org.